This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Last spring, 42-year-old Maurizio Bell walked into a bus tunnel in downtown Seattle and stepped onto an escalator. He lost his balance and fell backwards. The hood of his jacket got stuck in the escalator steps. He choked to death. In 2012, an escalator collapsed at Bellevue Square. 7 people were injured. Well, last year, Washington State issued some new rules to improve safety, but 2/3 of the escalators are still not getting safety inspections. Jose Rodriguez oversees escalator and elevator inspections for Washington State.
The number one reason for escalator accidents throughout the state is the individual. And a lot of folks don't take advantage of the most important safety feature, which is holding the handrail.
Melissa Santos is a reporter for the Tacoma News Tribune. Her recent investigation looked into inspection and safety issues for escalators in Washington State. Melissa, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Hello. You're welcome.
Did your investigation support what Jose Rodriguez told us, that it's not so much mechanical problems, but people doing things like not holding onto the handrail or not paying attention? Is that what leads to the vast majority of escalator accidents?
It does appear that, according to the state's investigations, after accidents, that a lot of them are trips and falls. So that is true. Go ahead.
Here's something else Jose Rodriguez, who oversees escalator and elevator inspections for the state, told us. He said inspections aren't being done because the state is pouring its resources into tightening regulations on the escalator industry. Here's what he said.
And so we had to take a lot of our inspectors out of the field. That took a lot of our manpower throughout the last year and a half, to get those maintenance control programs in place. And I think we're going to start to see both our inspection rates go back up again, because we've got more the inspectors now will go back out to the field, and the companies and the building owners will have better be performing better maintenance on their conveyances.
Melissa Santos, your recent investigation found that only 1/3 of escalators were inspected last year, and nearly 1/4 had code violations that had gone unfixed. Now, we heard the state's explanation of why this happened. Is that your sense of why the state is falling behind?
There was a real downturn last year in 2013 in the amount of inspections done. And so I do think that it's true that there may have been some delays in inspections due to state inspectors working with maintenance companies to sort of launch these new regulations. But the problem we have then is, because so many haven't been inspected, and even in good years they're not all inspected, we don't really know the extent of all the problems on some of these escalators. And when the ones that have been inspected, some of their problems don't get fixed, as I found. About 1/4 of all of the escalators in the state have problems that haven't been corrected at this point. So.
And what did state officials tell you as to the reason to why these escalators, when they were found to have problems, why weren't they being fixed?
Well, the owners are required to make these fixes, and so the onus for the repairs isn't on the state necessarily. And, you know, they've tried to do new penalties to kind of get these owners to do the repairs, and the owners contract with maintenance companies to do this work. But, you know, I guess there's some question among some people I talk to about whether, you know, a $115 fine is really enough to get someone to fix something on an escalator or an elevator when, you know, it may cost a few hundred dollars for them to have a contractor come out and do the work. So that's probably part of it. But, this, you know, the state is right in that some of that is outside of its hands.
Let's talk about this horrible case involving Maurizio Bell. He was killed last year when the hood of his jacket got caught in an escalator in a downtown transit tunnel, and he choked to death. We were all horrified to hear that story. What did the state's investigation find?
In that case, the state's investigation found that, yes, there were some code violations on this escalator, but it wasn't clear that those problems, such as broken parts on the escalator, at the bottom of the escalator, in particular at the comb teeth, actually contributed to the death. However, it clearly was of concern to state inspectors, and they are thinking about about new regulations to kind of address the kind of instance in which someone falls and may get choked.
Yeah, I understand the state is considering some new rules that will require all escalators to have this thing called a comb switch. It stops the escalator from moving if something gets caught inside of it, like a piece of clothing. The escalator that killed Maurizio Bell was riding, it did not have a comb switch. What's been the state's response as to whether his death could have been prevented if that escalator did have a comb switch.
They've said that it's hard to say for certain, but it certainly could have made a difference because it would have theoretically turned off the escalator. Now, since it wasn't in place at the time, there's no exact way to know whether it would have switched on as expected if it was in place.
Let's talk a little bit about this 2012 accident that took place in Bellevue. What happened?
Well, this escalator essentially fell apart as several people were riding it at Bellevue Square at the Macy's there during the middle of the holiday shopping season. So it basically, afterward, the state inspectors found 32 code violations there, many of which were related to maintenance, and they determined that had the escalator been properly maintained, the accident would have happened.
Now, did new regulations come out of that incident?
They did. So what the state did is kind of speed up sort of some ideas that had already been kicking around about basically cracking down on maintenance companies, which are the contractors that, you know, building owners may turn to generally to work on escalators. So they decided to make sure that all maintenance companies, as a condition of being licensed in the state, have kind of a checklist on file of all the kind of checks that they do, and that checklist must match state code for what kind of checks and maintenance must happen on the escalators.
What about the timing of it? You know, one of the findings in your report that one finds alarming is that so many of these incidents where they discovered a problem were not fixed. If an elevator is determined to have some problems, first of all, who's responsible for making the repair, and what's the time frame, and what happens if they don't?
Well, essentially, the owner, the building owner who owns the escalator itself, is supposed to make sure the repairs get done within 90 days, generally. More severe violations might have a shorter time frame. But so in my investigation, I only looked at and counted escalators that had violations that had exceeded that 90-day deadline, and a quarter of those in the state did have violations that were beyond that deadline that hadn't been fixed.
You know, you do an investigation and suddenly more questions arise. What's the big unanswered question you weren't able to get to in your stories?
Part of it, you have these private maintenance companies, and the state has been trying to crack down on them a little harder, but there's no direct fines that actually are levied against the maintenance companies unless they essentially make up documentation or issue fraudulent documentation of some sort. They don't get fined for not fixing things, even though they're kind of the people who are doing that work. The owners get fined, even if it may just be a building owner who doesn't know anything about an escalator. So that's kind of, it seemed as if that may be a breakdown in sort of how the system works. And, you know, these are private companies, and there's not a lot of public records necessarily on how they do their work.
Melissa Santos is a reporter for the Tacoma News Tribune. Melissa, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You're welcome.
Her investigation found that only one-third of state escalators were inspected last year, and nearly one-quarter had code violations that had gone unfixed. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.